Choosing to study in a foreign country is a difficult decision. You're often isolated from family and friends. You have to pay for food, rent, and high tuition fees. You often have to work casual or part-time jobs before school, after school, or on weekends. Some people work more than one job just to survive. With coronavirus, international students went out of the frying pan and into the fire. Hello and welcome to Pursuing Public Interest. My name is Chelsea Peachy and I will be discussing a pro bono initiative supporting international students throughout COVID-19 in Queensland, Australia. Pro bono is professional work undertaken voluntarily and without payment for the public good, so the work that not-for-profit organisations do. According to Wheeler and Weems, public interest is decision-making that aims to benefit the public by creating social change or rectifying inequality. COVID-19 and the restrictions put in place for our safety saw the closing of a lot of businesses and subsequent job losses. The majority of international students were unable to pay for their rent, food, or tuition.
I think that really strained then on mental health, on the fact that they were isolated and in this stressful situation, and on top of that, not being able to support themselves and their daily needs.
Says Rebecca Gilchrist, the Marketing and Communications Manager at Red Frogs Australia. COVID-19 impacted so many different publics, so how can we determine the public interest? Michelle Clark says that pro bono initiatives simultaneously serve the public interest and special interests because they ensure as many interests as possible have the opportunity to be represented. The decision on which public to serve is made by a group of people rather than an individual. This way, pro bono includes diverse voices and can prioritise interests fairly. In this case, international students in Australia did not have access to government support, because unlike domestic students, they are not Australian citizens. In most cases, the international students' own governments back home were unable to assist them. Those who were unable to support themselves financially were encouraged to return to their home country and families. But with flight restrictions and borders closing, many international students were unable to return home. Something needed to be done to help them.
My name's Jared Hopkins and I work for TAFE Queensland as an International Student Administration Officer. I was just sitting in a regular fortnightly meeting with all of our international staff and Katie Johnson was telling us all about how quite a number of her students had come to her in tears, not knowing where their next meal was coming from. Now, Katie works as a support officer. I heard these stories and kind of impacted me. In the morning, I went off to the supermarket and bought as much as I could with what I had at the time to give to my own students on my campus.
Jared told me that once the news spread to the statewide manager of TAFE Queensland International, TAFE began to reach out to community organisations to see if there were any who could help international students. An overwhelming amount of charities responded. Soon, TAFE and university campuses statewide began creating food hampers or running food drives for international students.
So we're talking about all the way from campuses up in Cairns, Townsville, Ellie Beach, through to the Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast. All of these campuses had charities willing to come and get involved, and we were actually struggling to find space to take all of the donations. The response was so massive.
So in each of the packs, we also included little flyers with support information so that if they were struggling mentally or emotionally or with the academia, then they could reach out to us to have a bit of a support group around them.
I spoke to Sam McGowan from the charity Village Mosaic. And he said the first step they took was to provide $25 food vouchers from Woolworths and Coles.
Through that, we were able then to talk to more students about what their needs were. And then we started supplying boxes of groceries to students. And at the height of COVID, we had about 120 boxes of groceries that we were delivering in different parts of Brisbane every week. And those 120 boxes represented the cost of between maybe 500 to 600 students because a lot of them were share houses.
Village Mosaic and charities like them have served the public interest in the best way possible because they actively listened to the international students to meet their needs.
My name is Simran and I am from India. Basically, I'm from India, but I moved like 1.5 years ago to Australia for my study. I finished my diploma in mechanical engineer, and now I'm going to finish my advanced diploma for TAFE. And if I want to talk about like TAFE, and the guys are providing too much help to all of our international students. So I shall be very thankful to the TAFE.
Too much help is Simran's way of saying that TAFE, the charities, and the people who donated are very generous.
According to me, like 3 or 4 months ago, I usually went to the TAFE for collecting food because continuously I'm getting emails from the staff and managers, especially Michelle, who is my international sport advisor. She is so helpful, and she is providing like all the information regarding foods, regarding study, if I need any help. So I think it's too helpful, and especially the food, because we can collect any time.
The food drives mean more than just meeting international students' physical needs. For a lot of people, it is an opportunity to look after their well-being and welfare. It provides a sense of community and belonging in a time where we are most isolated from each other.
The feedback from the students was that they actually felt that somebody cared about them, that they were not just a student number, a dollar sign for education business, but somebody actually was willing to recognize that they were people and offer them a helping hand. So we did get positive feedback from students that were really overwhelmed and felt supported and cared for.
Just because they're not in their home country doesn't mean they're not worth being supported. I honestly think it's just such a amazing way of showing up that the community still cares for them. For a lot of them, it was just them knowing that Australia is there for them too.
About a month into COVID, we started running a takeaway meal. So on a Wednesday evening in Kelvin Grove and a Thursday evening in Spring Hill, we tried to do that by offering different foods from different cultures. I think something like meal drives and food drives actually bring people together and provide that kind of support and harmony. And gives people the opportunity to be able to meet with people from different backgrounds, especially with international students, just saying, look, we're all giving in receiving at the moment, and many of the students who have received are now giving back. Lots of those students who started picking up boxes, for example, said, hey, can we come and volunteer? And then a number of the students who were coming to receive meals, they did the same thing. They said, look, can I volunteer? Can I come and help?
One of the primary motivators for pro bono work is ethics, particularly Sieb and Fitzpatrick and Parsons' duty to self and society, where you take a socially responsible approach because it aligns with your values. The food drives to help vulnerable international students aligned with the compassion, community, and contribution that those involved value. Another primary motivator for pro bono is Putnam's enlightened self-interest, where there is organized collective action for mutual benefit. People help each other because of a practical reciprocity. What Sam said about the students paying it forward emphasizes this. The volunteers and students grew their networks and strengthened their relationships through the food drives. They were able to collectively work to raise social capital and face the problems of COVID-19 together.
I just think it's amazing that from one small act, how it can really lead into something so much bigger. You never know what's going to happen. It's like a little drop in the ocean, but then it builds and builds like a snowball. I was really, really impressed that TAFE stood up and did what they did. I don't think they had any obligation to do so, but it was just really, really good to see that at the top level that we were willing to look after students in such a way, especially to see the charities, the way in which they're able to get together and give to these international students is really impressive.
We can tell that TAFE, universities, and the charities involved have served the public interest because they have taken a bottom-up approach. They started with listening to the needs of the students and working upwards to influencing institutions around Queensland. Serving public interest through pro bono can definitely feel like a drop in the ocean. It is the actions of individuals working as a collective for those that are vulnerable that forms this ocean and brings a tide of social change. Thank you for listening to Pursuing Public Interest. Tune in next week for more public interest stories.